for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday evening, June the 30th, 1991. 4th of July week family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Tommy Cook of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the speaker of the evening.
Let's stand. Thank the Lord for the finances for the campground, for His blessings. Father, come in the name of the Lord Jesus, our High Priest, and I thank You for Your presence and for Your anointing. Thank You for the Shekinah glory of the Holy Ghost that flows and moves amongst us. I praise You for it, Father. I thank You that You've honored us with Your presence. Thank You that You've received our praise and our worship. I thank You for it, Father. Now, Father, as we come this evening, receive this offering from these Thy people. And I bring it unto You, Jesus, who is our High Priest, and present it unto You for us as an offering from these Thy people to be placed upon the altar before the throne. Father, and I thank You for receiving it and accepting it from Your people. And then, Father, as I take it and I become steward over it, I take dominion and authority over these finances, and I bind them to the kingdom of the living God. That these finances shall be used for nothing but the necessities of life, and then the furtherance of the gospel of the Lord Jesus. And that they shall multiply again and again and again and again and again for the kingdom's sake. And that You shall be glorified and magnified, and Jesus shall be declared Lord of lords and King of kings because of these finances that's given into my hands tonight. For I bind them to that cause and that purpose in Jesus' name. Father, I pray Abraham's blessings upon these Thy people. I pray Your blessing and Your anointing upon them, that Thy glory shall be manifested through them, that men shall know that God rules and reigns because He reigns and rules in the hearts and lives of His people. And they are a light set on a hill that cannot be hid. And through them shall the glory of the Lord be seen. And men shall be drawn to the foot of Calvary. There they shall be washed in the blood of the Lamb. They shall declare that Thou art Lord and King of kings. For Jesus is Lord, King of kings and Lord of lords. And to Him be glory and praise, dominion and power and authority forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise You, Jesus. You may be seated.
Praise God.
I got to harness Tommy up here in a minute. But last night, Jack was talking about the 144,000. And I'll tell you who the 144,000 are, and I'll tell you how you can be one of them. Now, I'm not going to take the time, but I'm going to tell you, and maybe some of you might want to get a pencil out so you can write this down so you can look it up. I generally read the scriptures, but tonight I'm not going to, but I'm going to tell you, and then you can look it up for yourself and see. Ezekiel chapter 9, we find in Ezekiel the 9th chapter, the whole chapter, that there are, what is it, 5 men who come and stand, 6 men, 6 men, 5 and then the man, there's, yeah, 6. The 6 men who come and stand before the altar of the Lord, and before the altar, the place of judgment, with their slaughter weapon or their sword in their hand, and one of these 5 men is clothed in linen, and he has a writer's inkhorn by his side, and the Lord tells these men to go through the household of faith, through the church, through at Jerusalem, the church, and to slay man, woman, boy, and girl, all who do not have a mark in their forehead. And then he tells the man clothed in linen with the writer's inkhorn to go through the city, go through the church, and to mark in the forehead those who are sighing and crying and interceding for what? For the abominations that are where? In the household of faith. He didn't say the unsaved, those. He said those of the household of faith that are sighing and crying for the abominations that's in the land, that's in the church. And then in Revelation it tells us that these are marked, the 144,000 are marked in their forehead with a mark of God. How did they get it? They got it by being the intercessors that sigh and cry between the porch and the altar for the abominations that's in the household of faith. So if you want to be one of those who are of the 144,000 or the overcomer company or whatever you want to call name you, the evil company or some other names that some people call these groups. But in my opinion, they're all the same. If you want to be part of that group, then you become an intercessor. You become one who sighs and cries between the porch and the altar for the abominations that's in the household of faith. So that you'll be marked with the mark of God in your forehead. And if you're marked with the mark of God in your forehead, my tradition always taught me that I needed to fear the mark of the beast. That's not true. If I'm an intercessor of God and I have the mark of God in my forehead, I have no fear of the mark of the beast. For God says that He'll be my protection. That He'll be my protection. So my fear is that I don't have God's mark in my forehead. That's the fear that I have. Not the fear of the mark of the beast. And I fear that I'll not be that intercessor that God requires me to be. That you'll not be that intercessor that God requires you to be. Who? The household of faith. He says that those who sigh and cry for the abominations. And then to those who do. In the book of Revelations, there are eight promises. Eight promises to those who are overcomers. Besides being part of the 144,000 or whatever. God says to the overcomer, eight times He says to the overcomer, He says, you have a new name. Be given a stone that you sit with me in my throne. What does that mean? That means that you'll rule and reign, that you'll sit with me in my throne. And then the last one, the very eighth one, but there are eight in chapters 2 and 3, and chapters 21 is the eighth one. And the eighth one says, that I'll call you my son. Talk about sonship. It says to the overcomer, I'll call you my son, and I will give you all things. Talk about being a son of God. God promises it to us. Talk about the things that are given to the overcomer. God promises to us. So it's worthwhile to strive to be the overcomer. And if you're an overcomer, you will be an intercessor. And if you're an intercessor, you will be marked with the mark of God. And you'll have no fear of Satan or the Antichrist or the tribulation or that, because God will be your protection. And who are we? Paul lost his head, didn't he? James lost his. And there are those in these last few months who likewise have lost their heads. I just heard on the Moody station just last week. I didn't get to hear it all, but they were interviewing a woman who watched them behead her husband in Iraq. Why? Because he was propagating the Lord Jesus Christ. And they beheaded him in front of her. That's just happened. So who are we to think that we should escape all of these things? We live in a serious hour. We live in a time of the consummation of the ages. But also we live in a time of the greatest tribulations that the world will ever know. And also we live in the most glorious hour that this earth shall ever see, when the manifestation of the power of God moves through the earth and the glory of His presence is manifest. Men shall know that God rules and reigns, because His witnesses stand and testify that He is Lord. Amen. Well, read Ezekiel 9, and look through chapters 2 and 3 and 21, and find the eight promises to the overcomer. And then you lay hold of it and make it part of you and claim it as, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine. And it is mine. Amen. Well, I got to harness this man up here and turn him loose and shut up. Tommy's been here many, many times for several years. And we appreciate and love his ministry and miss the Spirit of the Lord flows and moves through him, not only in teaching but in the prophetic word.
Praise the Lord.
Let me get you on.
Okay. Praise Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's stand together, can we?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many's enjoyed the meeting so far?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Let's praise the Lord. Amen, everybody. Let's raise our hands and praise Him. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless You tonight. We praise Your holy name, Lord. Blessed be the Lord God. Hallelujah. We give You praise and honor for that which You've done here, Lord, in these meetings already, God, and what You're going to do. We thank You, Master. We praise You, Lord. Blessed be Your name. We submit to the Holy Spirit tonight, Lord. We ask You to guide and lead us, Lord, in the service by the Holy Spirit. Minister life to Your people, we pray, Lord, tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Am I on now? Okay. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated. Praise the Lord. Let's turn tonight to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles. I agree with Glenn. I mean, we need the mark of God. But there is also another mark. We need the mark of God, though. 2 Chronicles 26. I mean, oh, there's a man named Uzziah. Uzziah was a rebel. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me about this man. He said he was religious, number one. Number two, he was responsible for what he's doing, his actions. And three, he was rebellious. And how many know we have a lot of religious people today? And sometimes we get religious, don't we? Sometimes we move in a responsible place with God, and sometimes we don't. And sometimes we're rebellious. Come on, can you say amen?
Yeah.
And so God's taking rebellion out of us. Now, in chapter 26, about Uzziah, he was 16 when he began to reign, the Bible says. And verse 4 said he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. How many know we need to do something right tonight? Come on. Then in verse 7, God helped him. And then in verse 15, the Bible said he was helped till he was strong. Marvelously helped till he was strong. And in verse 16, notice, but when he was strong, when he was strong. How many know that when we get strong, we still got to be careful? Come on. Amen. Because we all have blind spots, don't we? And we need one another to look out for us. Come on. Somebody's on your right and somebody's on your left to look out for you tonight. And we pray they'll be doing that. But it said when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction. And how many know pride will destroy every one of us if we let it? Leviathan is in the church. Leviathan is pride. How many know Job had a whole chapter on Leviathan over there? Now, before we go on this teaching, let me say it this way. There is a counterfeit, Brother Jack, in the holy place. There's a counterfeit for the real. How many know everything God has, there's a counterfeit? And we know there is the mind of Christ, and we know there's a beast mind as well. Now, in the holy place, that represents the gift realm, the Pentecostal realm, the charismatic realm, speaking in tongues, prophesying, and so forth. And we know that's real, and we thank God for that. Aren't you glad tonight that you do speak in tongues? Come on, amen? We believe in that, but there's a counterfeit. Now, let's turn to Job. Hold your place and go to Job 41. Let's touch a couple of scriptures here. And I believe that we see there is a counterfeit even in the holy place. Job chapter 41. Praise God. I can't find Job. There it is. Job 41. All right. Look in verse Job 41. Look down in verses 15. His scales are his pride, it says. And it says in verse 16, talking about his scales, one is so near to another, no air can come between them. How many know air represents the Holy Spirit? And then we come on down in the scriptures, and you'll notice here it says in verse 19, out of his mouth goeth burning lamps, and sparks of fire leap out. Now we know over in Revelation there were seven lamps burning, amen? But here he said, out of his mouth goeth burning lamps. These are the false lamps. And sparks of fire leap out. This is false anointing. This is false fire. Come on, help me now. This is strange fire. How many know there's a false fire as well as a true fire? Come on, okay? How many has ever seen it before?
Oh, yeah.
You can see anointing on people, but it doesn't always mean it's the Holy Spirit. You know, just because we don't jump the pew and bulge at the neck when we speak, how many know that doesn't mean we're not anointed?
Yeah.
Amen? And notice what it said. Out of his mouth goeth burning lamps, sparks of fire leap out. Out of his nostrils goeth smoke. You know, in the holy place, there was a golden altar of incense. What come up from that? Come on now, help me. Incense or smoke. And so here's a false incense, a false smoke.
And it says here, then in verse 21, his breath. Now, this breath is a false breath. I mean, old breath represents when God breathes, it's the anointing, it's the Spirit. Isn't that right? When you, just like when you breathe, it's your own natural breath. And so there's a breath here and flame that's going out of his mouth. Now, look down with me in verse 33 as well. It said that he's king over all the children of what? Pride. Pride. He's the king of pride. And pride is what caused Satan to fall. Can you say amen? And pride will destroy us. I mean, believe it, we've got to go down in this hour. We've got to go down and submit to God. Can you say amen? We've got to go down in humility. We've got to be clothed with humility, the Bible says. And every one of us have to go down. Jesus said, he said, I saw the devil fall from heaven as what? Lightning. He reached up, and when he did, he fell. And if we reach up, we'll fall. But if we go down, he'll raise us up. Can you say amen? Yeah. Now, back in Chronicles, let's go back there to our scripture. 2 Chronicles chapter 26. Glenn, I hadn't talked to Glenn what I was going to share. And he's right on when he got up here about the mark. 2 Chronicles 26. And notice what it says now. In verse 16, when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God. Now, how did he transgress? By pushing himself into a ministry God had not called him to. And if we push ourselves into a place God has not called us to, how many know it can destroy us and destroy others as well? And that's why we better know what God is saying. How many know there's false ministries in the land? It's time to start speaking out. God sent me to Irving, Texas recently to speak out against false shepherds. And I'm a shepherd, Jack's a shepherd, and others are shepherds here. And I believe in true shepherd ministry, and I believe there's many in the earth. But there's some false ones around too. Can you say amen? Now, we know the shepherds are to do something. They're to feed the flock, not fleece the flock. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. They are to gather the flock and not scatter the flock. They are to do many things. First of all, they recognize that they're not, the sheep are not theirs, they're God's. They may be in a responsible position, but God is the owner of the sheep. Can you say amen? But false shepherds want the sheep themselves and claim the sheep themselves. Are you hearing me? And I'll tell you about true ministry is this. Well, let me say it this way. If a man's reaching for authority, beware of him. But if he's reaching for responsibility, then watch him. Hallelujah. And go after him. Because out of responsibility will come something, authority. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Now, God says something here. He said in this verse, he transgressed against the Lord his God and went in the temple of the Lord to burn incense upon the altar of incense. Now, we know the priest was the only one that could do that here in the Old Testament. Am I correct? Amen. Only the high priest could go in and burn incense on the golden altar. But don't you thank God today that we can come before God today? Hallelujah. Amen. And burn that incense or worship our Lord or praise or pray to God. Can you say amen? Amen. Verse 17. Azariah the priest, notice, went in after him. Thank God for godly priests. And I believe God's raising up godly shepherds, as I said, and godly priests. God has a priesthood that's going to be holy. Come on, amen? God's got a priesthood that's going to live right, talk right, and walk right. Come on, amen? Hallelujah. And I believe God is in the process of raising that priesthood up, and I want to be one, don't you? Let's look at them. Turn to Revelation 20. Revelation 20, Glenn was talking about being beheaded. And we know there may be a lot of people beheaded before it's all over with. Hallelujah. We don't know who's going to yet die. But how many know if we die for the Lord, it's a quick exit to heaven. Can you say amen? Praise God. To be absent from the body, to be present from the Lord, to be in the presence of the Lord. Chapter 20, verse 4. I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them, and I saw the of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had not worshipped. Now notice something here. Hallelujah. They had not worshipped the beast. Which means they're here during the time of the beast. Can you say amen? And notice, neither his image or received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. Somebody's going to reign with him. Amen. Somebody's going to be a priest, or priest that's going to reign with him. Next verse. But the rest of the dead live not again. I know there's a message here. Until the 1,000 years are finished, this is, come on, help me, the first resurrection. How many know there's a people in Hebrews chapter 11 that would not accept deliverance because they saw a better resurrection coming? Next verse now. Look at it. Blessed and holy. You want to be in the first resurrection? You want to be a priest? You want to reign with Christ? He said, blessed and holy is he that hath part, come on, in the first resurrection. On such the second death, which is the lake of fire, hath no power. But they shall be, oh hallelujah, priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him, come on, 1,000 years. God's going to have some priests that's going to rule and reign. Come on, amen. But they're blessed and they're holy. Hallelujah. They may lay their head down on the chopping block, but they'd rather approve God, live for God, than live for the enemy. Yes. Can you say amen? Yes. So this is in the time of the beast. And they refuse to take the mark of the beast. They refuse to be stamped with the beast. Praise God, they had God's mark on them. Hallelujah. Now back in Chronicles. We'll say more about that in a little bit. Second Chronicles. Back there in Second Chronicles. Thank you, Jesus. In chapter 26 again. And he says something here to us. It said that Azariah, this is the priest, and all the high priests were pictures and types of the Lord. He is the high priest, isn't he? And so here's a man whose heart's lifted up against God. He goes into the temple. Now, what part of the temple did he go into? He went in the holy place, didn't he? He went into the holy place. So there's a counterfeit coming in the holy place here, isn't it? And I guarantee you, brother, there's a counterfeit tonight in 1991 as well in the holy place. But God's going to judge it. Can you say amen? But where there's a counterfeit, there's a true. And thank God for the true. We don't magnify the negative. We magnify the positive. And so he goes in to burn incense upon the altar. Now notice, Azariah the priest went in after him, and with him 80 priests of the Lord that were valiant men. Now that's 81. 81 priests. High priests and the others. That means, I see it this way. 50 is the anointing. 30 is maturity. 1 represents God. So they stood for God. They had the anointing. And they had the maturity. And they threw him out. They were going to bounce him out. Thank God for priests that stand up for truth. I mean, we've got too many compromisers in the church now. It's time for the ministries to not compromise. It's time for the people of God to not compromise, to stand for the truth. Can you say amen? And he says, brethren, here in this verse, notice, and they withstood Uzziah the king. They withstood the king and said to him, it appertaineth not unto thee, which means this is not your ministry. Self in a place you do not belong, get out of here. Hallelujah. And I've seen people try to be apostle or a prophet or a teacher or a shepherd or an evangelist, and it will not work without God's calling. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Without the unction, there's no function. Isn't that right? Amen. It won't work. Come on. Amen. And so he goes in to burn incense before the Lord. But the priests, the sons of Aaron, notice, that are consecrated to burn incense, said, go out of the sanctuary. Get out of here. You don't belong in here. For thou hast trespassed, neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord thy God. Now look at verse 19. Look at verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth. He was mad at the priest. He was mad at those who would come in and throw him out. Now, here's what we need to see. At the moment, as we see this anger rising up in him, then he's being marked in his forehead right in the holy place. As he's burning incense, he's being marked in the holy place. As he stands in the holy place, he's being marked. Right before he's thrown out, he's being marked in the holy place. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. And so it says here, notice, go out of the sanctuary, for thou hast trespassed. Neither shall it be for thine honor from the Lord God. I mean, when we trespass against God, it never brings honor to God. It brings dishonor and reproach upon God. Verse 19. Then Uzziah was wroth and had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was wroth with the priest, the leprosy even rose upon his forehead. That's uncleanness. Before the priest, where? In the house, come on, of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. Here's a man being marked with a mark, you see, upon his forehead, which is leprosy or uncleanness, right in God's house, right in the temple, the sanctuary of God. Hallelujah. Brethren, we're the sanctuary tonight of God. We are the tabernacle of God. And I'll tell you tonight, there's a people being marked by God. But there's also a people being marked by the beast nature as well. There's two marks. Now, I'm going to show you something here in a minute. Now, notice something here. It says in this verse, in verse 19, hallelujah, the last part of it, I think it was, he was wroth with the priest. The leprosy rose upon his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord from beside the incense altar. And Azariah, the chief priest, and all the priests looked upon him, and behold, he was leprous in his forehead. And they thrust him out from thence. Yea, himself hasted also to go out, because the Lord had smitten him. The Lord smote him. And I'll tell you what I believe, brethren. God's about ready to smite some things in the church. I believe there's some judgment coming in the church that we have not yet seen. And God's going to clean the church up. Can you say amen? God's going to raise these priests up and clean them up and send them into the church and clean the church up. Come on, amen. God wants to appear on the holy people in this hour. Now, here's what we need to see. Let me know that Azariah was the high priest right here. And he takes the other priest and come in after this guy. But did you know Uzziah's name also means Azariah in another scripture? In the book of Kings, I believe it is. So you got two Azariahs, Jack, in the holy place. You got one that's a high priest and one that's not. You got one that carries a mitre on his head, says holiness to the Lord. And you got the other guy that's got leprosy in his forehead. He's been smitten by God. Can you say amen? So, brethren, there are two marks. But thank God we need the mark of God. Can you say amen? Amen. Now turn to Revelation 7. Revelation chapter 7. Praise you, Jesus. If I can get through these papers, I'll find the place. Revelation 7. I thank God for Lake Hamilton. You can come here and preach the gospel. Hallelujah, the kingdom. There's a lot of people afraid of the kingdom message, but I don't know why they're afraid of it. We need it. Revelation 7. Verse 1, after these things, John said. Now, notice back in 6:17, before we read chapter 7, verse 1, he said, the great day of his wrath is come. This is the wrath of God. Who shall be able to what? Stand. Who shall be able to stand? All right, hold your place and go to Psalm 24 now. Psalm 24. I'll tell you who's going to stand. Psalm 24. Now, Jack, he could be up there. He'd be quoting these scriptures. I can't do that like Jack can. Praise God. I thank God, gift God put in him. Chapter 24, look at verse 3. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? How many know Zion's the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his, holy place. Now notice, who's going to ascend? Who's going to stand? I'm a little hoarse now because I preached this morning, so forgive me. And I preached last time I was here about those who would ascend. But who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands. Come on. And a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord, the righteousness from the God of his salvation. And this is, notice, the generation of them that seek him. How many know there's a generation that's the seed of God that's going to seek him and going to praise him yet to come? Come on, amen. That seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. So it's a communion people. It's an intimate people. That's going to seek the Lord, and the King of glory is going to come in. That's Christ in you. Come on, the hope of glory. Now, back in chapter 7 of Revelation. And before we go into that chapter 7, remember what I read. The great day of his wrath has come. Now, the Bible said he has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. How many know that's full salvation? Yes, but how many know also he didn't say we wouldn't have tribulation? God never said you wouldn't have tribulation. There's a difference in tribulation and wrath. Isn't that right? There's people in tribulation tonight, Jack. But God said, we are not appointed to his wrath. And the wrath of God's coming during at the end of that tribulation period time. Now, he said here in chapter 7, after these things, I saw four angels. Now, four is the number of the world or creation. And these four angels are standing on the four corners of the earth. Now, I believe there's actually four corners in the earth. The natural earth, first of all. The physical earth, okay? I mean, no, there's a natural meaning and there's a spiritual meaning. But I believe there's four angels standing on the natural physical earth. Hallelujah. Holding some winds back. We got four winds, don't we? And we got four angels. Come on now, amen? And we got four corners of the earth.
Hallelujah.
And so it says here, they're standing on the four corners of the earth. Now, spiritually, I believe they're standing on man's mind as well. On the souls of men, because they're holding back judgment and destruction. I mean, we got the power tonight to kill and destroy everyone just about in the world, if God would let it happen. Come on, help me now. But man's mind has made these powerful bombs. But these angels are going to hold back. They're standing on the mind, the will, the emotions, and the desires of man until God lets it loose. Now, but how many know when it's let loose, there's going to be some people in the earth that's going to rise up against it. Come on, help me now. Can you say amen? Let me show you that. Hold your place. Go to Matthew 24. I got to take these notes out. Praise God. Matthew 24. Let's look at Matthew 24. And look down to verse, praise God, Matthew chapter 24. Look at verse 20, is it verse 28? Somewhere through here. Thank you, Lord. I don't think that's the one I want. Look in verse 24, first of all. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive who? The very elect. I mean, oh, there's the elect and there's a very elect. Then he says something to us here. Down in verse 28. He said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be dark, and the moon shall not give her light. The stars shall fall from heaven. The powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. Then shall all of the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven, heavenly clouds. Notice that, heaven, clouds of heaven, with power and great glory. He shall send his angels with a great sound of a trumpet. They shall gather together his who? His elect. Notice, his elect. Praise God. Now, there's another scripture I'm looking for. You got to help me here, Jack. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. About the elect of this chapter. And I forget, it's in chapter 24 here. One more I'm looking for here. Somebody help me. Praise God. Thank God. Okay, look in verse 22. Here it is. Here's the verse I want. Except those days should be what? Shortened. Those days of trouble, tribulation. There should no flesh be saved. Now notice, if God didn't shorten the days, no flesh would be saved. What does that mean? That means the devil would kill every person. But God's not going to let that happen. Come on, help me now. But for the elect's sake, the chosen, those days shall be shortened. Hallelujah. What am I saying? I believe it will be God's elect in the earth that will rise up and stop that terrible destruction in the earth. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, destruction is coming. There's no doubt about it. I mean, Noah was sealed right before the destruction. And God is sealing his people right before the destruction. Now, look in chapter 7 now of Revelation. Praise God. And he said, after these things, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth. That's the natural as well as the mind of men. Holding what? The four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor in its tree. Now the earth, there's the physical earth, but how many know this is earth as well? The seas of nations, the trees are natural trees, but how many know we're trees of righteousness? Next verse, I saw another angel ascending. Now notice, this angel's not descending, coming down, he's coming up. He's ascending. He ascends, notice it says here, from the east. That's where the sun comes up. He's coming from light. Come on. He's bringing light. He's ascending from the east. And notice, having something. The seal of the living God. So it's life. This seal is going to bring life to people. Can you say amen? But notice this verse. And he cried with a loud voice to the four angels to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till, time word, till we have sealed the servants, come on, of God, where? In their forehead. In their mind. Without the mind of Christ, we'll not be able to stand. But he's going to seal his servant, come on, his bond servants, his love slaves, at this time, right before the judgment falls on the earth. And God's going to hold it back until there's a people sealed. But notice a little word here in verse 3. Till we have sealed the servants of God in their forehead. I believe that we today is a ministry in the earth with a message, come on, that will seal you and I if you receive it. Are you hearing me? There is a ministry with a message that God has put in the people that will seal your minds, come on, save your souls, renew your minds, whatever you want to call it, if you will receive it. Amen. Amen. Now look in chapter 14, Revelation. Revelation 14. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I feel that anointing, boy, when I get on this chapter. I love it. And I looked, and lo, a lamb. How many know that lamb is Jesus tonight? Come on. He said that lamb stood. Oh, glory. He stood when Stephen was martyred, didn't he? How many know he'll not forsake his real people? And this lamb stood on Mount Zion. Hallelujah. And with him, notice with him, that's only used three times I found in the New Testament. The word with him, chapter 17, chapter 20, and right here, the word with him. With him, 140 and 4,000. Now, how many know that 12 times 12 is what? Help me out. 144, and 12 times 12 is 144. But multiply that times 10 times 10 times 10. You got 144,000, Jack. Now, why did they do that? How many know these 144,000 are going to walk in the Holy of Holies? Amen. And the Holy of Holies was 10 by 10 by 10. Are you hearing me? These are the sons of the living God, brethren, who have walked into the Holy of Holies. God has taken this remnant glory to God into the throne room. Can you say amen? And they walked in there with him. Can you say amen? And so it says here, notice, having his father's name or nature written, come on, in their foreheads, in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters. Oh, yes. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. The voice of many waters. Turn back to Ezekiel 43. Hallelujah. Prophesied right here in Ezekiel. Thank God for his word tonight. Ezekiel 43, verse 1. Afterward, he brought me to the gate, even the gate that looks towards the east. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. How many know Jesus is that glory tonight? Yes. Can you say amen? No. And notice he came from the east. How many know in the Bible you mark from east to west? Lightning's going to flash from east to west. Isn't that right? So go west, young man, go west. Hallelujah. Notice what it says here now. His voice was like a noise of many waters. I mean, you got the oceans, you got the rivers, you got the bubbling brooks, you got the ponds, the creeks. We got all kind of water. But it represents a voice of a multitude, which are the sons of the living God tonight. Hallelujah. Our problem is wherever we're standing, if we're not careful, we get envious of somebody up ahead of us. Just wait on God, he'll bring you up. Can you say amen? Oh, hallelujah. Whatever level of water you're standing in, God will bring you up. Oh, glory. Now, notice. He said, the glory of God of Israel came from the east. His voice was like the noise of many waters. How many know that no one man's got it all? God's put the fullness, come on, in his body. And the earth shined with his glory. God wants some shining in this earth going on. Can you say amen? In your earth, in my earth. Then notice it says here in verse 4, and the glory of the Lord came into the house. Now, first of all, he saw the glory. Then the glory came into the house. We are the house tonight. This is not the house of God. We are the house of God tonight. Amen. We call it the house of God because we come and meet here. That's fine. But we're the house of God. Amen. Then look in verse 5. It said, this glory of the Lord filled the house. So he came in the house. Now he's going to fill the house. How many want to get filled tonight?
Hallelujah.
We say we're filled, but are we really filled? How many know we got a ways to go yet? Then he said, I heard him speaking to me out of the house. And notice, I heard him speaking unto me out of the house, and the man stood by me. Now, first of all, he sees the glory, then the glory comes in the house, then the glory fills the house, then God starts speaking. You know what God begins to tell him? Get rid of your king. Get rid of your idols that's in your house. How many know that's delivered?
Amen.
You may not believe in deliverance, but if you'll submit to God, you'll believe in it, because he'll deliver you.
Hallelujah.
Verse 10, thou son of man, show the house to the house of Israel.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you, Jesus was that first house. We need to see that house tonight. We need to see him tonight. And if you'll see him, how many know you'll see yourself?
Hallelujah.
Show the house to the house. Let the house, the church, see the first house, Jesus. That they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. How many believe he's the pattern tonight? And if they be ashamed of all that they have done, show them the form of a house. How many know that's the blueprint?
Yeah.
Glory to God. And then he goes ahead and tells that that house, it talks about the Holy of Holies. So I'll tell you, he's building a house tonight.
Yeah.
Now back in Revelation 14, it said in Revelation 14, this 144,000, who's got the mark of God in their foreheads, he said, I heard the voice of this many waters as the voice of a great thunderous well, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harp. They're worshiping the Almighty God. Turn to Revelation 11. Turn to Revelation 11. When God began to bring me into this theology, how many know it just tore up my other? How many know we need our theology tore up, Jack?
Yeah.
We need God's theology. Come on now.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, I know what I was, and I know where I'm at today, and yet I got a long way to go. Chapter 11 of Revelation, verse 1. There was given me a reed like unto a rod. Golden rod. Reed, if you'll read later. The angel stood saying, rise and measure something. Come on, help me.
Amen.
The temple of God. I saw a man had a book on TV the other night, and he was talking about the natural temple they're going to build in the Middle East. But how many know if this was a natural temple, it wouldn't say it's a temple of God? Because if they build 1 or 20, how many know it's not going to be the temple of God in the Middle East?
Yeah.
God won't be in it, because he doesn't dwell in temples made with hands.
Yeah.
He dwells in these temples. Come on, help me now. Your body is the temple of the what?
Right.
Holy Ghost, same word right here. The beast is sitting, the man of sin is sitting in the temple, in the church, isn't he? He's sitting right in you and me, brother and sister. We got to slay that beast. Come on now. Oh, that's another message, isn't it? Knows, measure the temple of God, the altar, and them that worship therein.
Yes.
Now, Revelation 14 said they're harping with their harps. They're worshipers. These people are worshipers. How many know we need to be a worshiper tonight?
Yes.
And I don't mean just as we come to camp meeting. We need to have the worship in our hearts wherever we are. Can you say amen?
Yes.
And so there's a people that's going to be measured. They're called the temple of God. And they're at the altar. They're worshiping their Creator. Glory be to God. And they're being measured at this time of trouble breaking out on the earth. And I believe with all my heart we're going to see the trouble break out soon. Hallelujah. But how many know that should not alarm those that's moving up in God? We need to expect it because it's coming. Can you say amen? Next verse. But the court which is without the temple, leave it out. Now what's in the outer court? What is in the outer court? The bulk of Christianity is in the outer court. How many know you got sin and self in the outer court as well? You got people in the outer court that don't want to move in the holy place. You got people in the holy place that don't want to move towards the holy holies. Isn't that right? I mean, there's rebellious people in all realms. Come on, help me now. And yet he said the court that's without the temple. Notice, he didn't even count it in with the temple here. Leave it out. Measure it not. Don't you measure it at this time. For it is given to the Gentiles, the heathen, the nations. And notice something. The holy city shall put how long? 40, come on, and 2 months. Now, this is the outer court. Now, we know physically on the outside, this is an outer court, isn't it? Well, how many know at this particular time, they're not going to be having a good time? There's a people here not having a good time. Come on, help me now. That's right. Somebody's stoned, getting stoned on. That's right. Jesus said, if the salt has lost its savor, it's good for nothing but to be thrown out, come on, and to be trampled underfoot by man. Well, I'll tell you something. He's got some salt in the earth. That's not going to be trampled under. Can you say amen? We might be killed, we might be beheaded, but I'll tell you, I don't want to be trampled underfoot by man. Come on, help me now. Amen? Verse 2, but the court that's without the temple. Notice, the temple. What temple? The temple of God in verse 1. He said, notice, it's given, leave it out, measure it not. So something's not measured here in verse 2, but in verse 1, somebody is. How many know the measurement we've got to come up to is the fullness of the stature, the fullness of the Son of God? That's the measurement we've got to all measure up to. Amen? It's not a natural measuring rod we're dealing with here. How many know it's his nature we've got to measure up to? Now, notice something. He said, it's given to the Gentiles and the holy city shall they tread underfoot 42 months. Turn to Isaiah 52. Isaiah 52. Or I might get long-winded tonight. Isaiah 52. Look at verse 1. He said, awake, awake. God's telling the church, wake up, church. Trim your lamps. Tribulation's coming. Trouble's coming. Get the oil in your lamp. Quit yielding and submitting to your brother. Not submitting, but relying on your brother to get the oil for you. How many know nobody can get it for you? It's you have to get it. I have to get it. I have to buy the oil. You have to buy it. Wake, awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem. How many know that's the bride? That's the church. Come on, help me now. The holy city, for henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Now notice, God's telling Zion to be strengthened. I mean, oh, there's a Zion company that's got to be strengthened tonight. The joy of the Lord is still our strength tonight. Can you say amen? But he tells the bride, Jerusalem, to put on some holy garments because she's the holy city. Hallelujah. But thank God. God has a Zion people.
He's going to be strengthened. He has a people that's going to put on garments. Now notice it's a holy people. Now back in Revelation 11, he said the holy city, they're going to tread underfoot how long? Come on, help me. Now turn to Revelation 21. Oh, I love this chapter here. I love this chapter. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Look in verse 2. I know there's a lot here, but look in verse 2. I, John, saw what? Now, what's most people looking for? Some city coming down over our heads tonight. But I'll tell you, the people of God are the city of God.
Yeah,
if you know your Bible. He said, right here, I saw this holy city, New Jerusalem. Notice it's New Jerusalem. We know where Old Jerusalem is, but hallelujah, there's a New Jerusalem. Coming down from God. God's the Spirit, isn't he? Out of heaven, out of the spirit realm, prepared, come on, help me now, as a bride adorned for her husband.
He ain't
married to a physical carnal city. He's married to a people tonight. Church-based virgin, can you say?
Hallelujah.
Next verse. And I heard a voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, that's you and me.
Yeah.
He will dwell with them. Where's he at tonight? He's in this tabernacle.
Yeah.
And they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. Hallelujah. Now, notice something in verse 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels. Now, watch this verse, because it's also recorded in chapter 17 when he talks about the harlot. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials of the... This is the wrath that's being poured out now in judgment. One of the seven bowl judgments, full of the seven last plagues, and talk with me, saying, come hither. John, come here. Now, John had been caught up in the Spirit, and the angel says, now I want you to come closer. I want to tell you something else. I will show thee the bride. Come on, help me.
Yeah.
The Lamb's wife. He's married to a wife.
Yes.
To his bride. And he carried me away. How many know it's time to get carried away?
Hallelujah.
Melvin, time to get carried away, Melvin. In the Spirit. In the Spirit. Come on, help me now. To a great and high mountain and show me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. And notice this city has something. Having or echoing the glory of God.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I mean, oh, Jesus prayed for the church to have that glory in John 17.
Yes, hallelujah.
Having the glory of God. Not going to have it, but she'll have it.
Yeah.
And notice her light was like unto a stone. And the Bible says that stone was precious. It was Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, that stone was a stumbling stone.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Unto a stone most precious. Even like a what? Help me now. Jasper stone, clear as crystal, no darkness, no mixture, light. Clear as crystal.
Hallelujah.
I mean, oh, God is not a stone tonight. Huh? But it says here, notice, her light was like unto a stone most precious. I mean, that precious stone is Jesus. Yeah. Even like a jasper. Go back to chapter 4, Revelation. Revelation 4. John said, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was, as it were, of a trumpet talking with me. You ever had a trumpet talk to you? I mean, how he talks to us. Amen. Who listen? Which said, come up here, that I will show thee things which must be. Come on. Yeah. Hereafter. And immediately I was where? In the Spirit. And behold, a throne that was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he that sat up was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone. And there was a rainbow and so forth. And John saw, you see, the church, this bride, who has the glory of God, the light of God. And notice, she was like a stone, most precious, the jasper stone, clear as crystal. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Chapter 19, he talks about that bride as well. Verse 5 through 7, let's look there. A couple more verses here I want to go into real quick. Chapter 19, verse 5, I believe it is. Maybe it's verse 6, maybe it's verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. Notice, the marriage of the Lamb has come. His wife hath made herself what?
Ready.
What's the wife? A physical city? Or is it a people? It's a people. And to her was granted, oh hallelujah, she's going to be given a grant, that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is, come on, help me, the righteousness or the righteous acts of the saints. And he said to me, write, blessed are they which are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, these are the true sayings of God.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me. I believe the marriage feast is going on now. You can't read Revelation 20 and not believe it. Because there was a man who came in without a wedding garment on.
Right.
If that had been heaven, God would have took him to heaven and thrown him out.
Right.
But that wedding feast, brother and sister, is going on right now between you and Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Right now between you and Jesus. I got a word, I have a teaching out on the marriage feast that God gave me. I don't have it with me. But he gave me a word on it. And I preached it not long ago. And I believe the wedding feast itself is going on now between us and the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Most people say, well, I'm saved until the Holy Spirit, I'm far from God. But I'll tell you, we need Jesus more than we need anything and anybody else tonight in this world. We need Jesus. Amen. Now, turn back to Revelation 21. Notice something here in this chapter. Chapter 21. Hallelujah. You'll notice it said, now remember the city represents a people that he's married to. Well, how many know if there's a city and there's a wall connected to the city, that means the wall and the city is very close too. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
There was no wall when the enemy came in, but in Revelation you got a wall here around the city. Come on, don't shout me down now.
Hallelujah.
Verse 14, thank you, Jack. The wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb.
Right.
And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure what? Now notice now, there's the measurement going on that wasn't back in chapter 11. Come on, help me now. Verse 16, the city lie four square. And near the Holy of Holies is a cube.
Right.
And John sees the same thing in the city here. The city lie four square. The length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed that we talked about earlier, 12,000 furlongs. The length, the breadth, the height of it are equal. How many of you got? You got a lot of 12,000s right here. Now people try to figure that out in the natural, and they miss it 100 miles. How big that city is, they say. How many of we're dealing with the people now?
Yeah.
Look at the next verse. He measured the wall thereon 140. And 4 cubits, according, oh glory, to the measure of a man. God has a man, Jack.
Yeah.
He's raising up. Come on, help me now.
Hallelujah.
That corporate man that's coming into the image of the Lord himself. And notice it says, according to the measure of a man, that is all the angel. What's an angel? He's a spirit.
Yes.
This is the spirit dimension. What am I saying? The wall is the 144,000. It is the sons of God that's protecting that city.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, glory.
You can't see it? Throw it on the shelf. Somebody said his shelf was sacked. Hallelujah. Turn to Matthew 24.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 24. Verse 15. When you therefore shall see something. God has given us eyes to see tonight, brothers.
Oh, Lord.
When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation. Now, Paul called him, come on, the son of perdition, didn't he?
Yes.
That man sitting in the temple.
Yes.
That son of perdition. Let's go back and look at that while we come and look right here. 2 Thessalonians 2, just a minute.
Yes.
Let's turn and look at one verse and we'll come right back here. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Praise you, Jesus. Mildred, you're not shouting loud enough. 2 Thessalonians 2. Look in verse 4. Who opposeth and exalts himself above all that's called God. Now, there's a message in that. Or that is worship, so that he is God, sitteth in the what? Temple of God, showing himself that he is
God.
Notice that. Now, go back to verse 3. He said, let no man deceive you by any means that day the day of the Lord shall not come except there come a falling away first. Now that is not the rapture like some are teaching.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen books out where they're teaching the rapture of that birth. This is an apostasy. This is a revolt. The rebellion riding an abortion. It means to forsake, all right, but it means more than that. But he said here, there shall come a falling away first. Come on.
Yeah.
And that man of sin will be revealed, the son, come on, of perdition. Now notice, he's the man of sin.
Right.
There's a man of sin in the church tonight.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. What a message that is. The man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. Listen, just as God's raising his sons and destroys the devil.
Right.
Come on, help me now. Tells you that in Matthew 13. You got the sons of God there, which is talks about the seed, and finally ends up the sons of God or the sons of the devil.
Right.
Now listen to this right here. Again, what's this verse 3? He says, man of sin, son of perdition. So you got sin and you got perdition, which is destruction. Everybody got that? You got sin and you got destruction. Now turn to Matthew 24:15. Paul never said anything opposite of what Jesus said, like some try to teach. I wouldn't want that gospel to be this. Now, come on, help me. 24:15. When you therefore shall see the abomination. How many know abomination? Sin. The abomination of what? How many know that's perdition? That's destruction. Same thing. Where's it at, Jack? It's in the holy place, isn't it? No, spoken by Daniel the prophet. Stand in the holy place.
Right.
Now Paul said he's sitting. Jesus said he's standing. Well, I'm sure there's a message in that.
Yes.
Whoso readeth, let him understand. And notice his fingernails right there, which means this is the most important. If you're reading, you better get some understanding of what he's saying here. Now we're talking at the end of the age, and Jesus said, this abomination of desolation is going to stand right in that holy place, which means there's going to be a counterfeit in there, and you better know the true anointing from the false. Come on, help me.
Yeah.
The real fire from the false.
That's
right.
Hallelujah.
Then he said something else, brethren. Let them which be in Judea flee to the mountains. We know natural Judea there in Palestine. But how many know we better get up higher in God?
Yes.
Right.
I mean, there's a natural meeting. We don't take away from that.
Right.
But there's also a spiritual meeting.
Right.
We're on low ground, brethren. It's time to move up to the mountains in God. John was taken to a high mountain.
Yes.
How many would like God to take you to a high mountain tonight?
Yes.
I'd like to. I like to go higher and higher in the Lord.
Yes.
I'm not satisfied where I am. I know I've got to get up higher in this hour.
Right.
Listen to what he's saying now. Let them which be in Judea flee to the mountain. Let them which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Now, a house is not high as a mountain. But if you're that high, don't come back down. Keep going up.
Yeah,
and if, so what if we're not there tonight?
Yeah.
We know that, but it's time to keep pressing.
Let
me know we're going to either be pressed or we're going to press.
Wow.
And so he said, don't come down to take anything out of your house. Verse 18, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes or the old covering. Which is the essence of that. One of them that are with child and them that get sucked in those days. Now the natural, I mean, if a woman's pregnant, she couldn't, it would hinder her moving up into the mountains, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
If she had a natural child. But how do you know we can have things hanging on to us and clinging to us to hold us back?
Right.
Come on, help me now.
Amen.
It might be a family. It may be other situations that's holding us down.
Yeah.
We've got to cut the cords. How many of us are sap suckers?
Yes.
We have to cut them off.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We got to chop off those sap suckers that's robbing us of the life of God and get on up there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Listen to what he's saying now. Verse 20. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter.
Yes.
Now we know that winter, we know it restricts travel when it's bad weather. If you don't believe it, try to go down these Arkansas hills in the wintertime when it's snowing out. But there's a restriction in the natural in winter, isn't there?
Yeah.
But how many of we got winter in our soul, we're not going to make it to the mountain.
Right, amen.
And so we've got to keep winter out of us. Come on now. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Jesus had prayed that your flight be not in the winter, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Neither on the Sabbath day. Now the Sabbath day you could only travel 1 mile. He was restricted again. But how many know we're coming up to another Sabbath day, the millennium?
Yes.
Now, how many know you can be in groups and churches and brother, they'll restrict you if you go beyond a certain measure.
Oh, yes.
No. But I'll tell you, we must not be restricted in this hour if we're following the Lord. And if we're not moving in rebellion, if we're following the Lord, come on, help me, and moving up in God, we cannot be restricted. We've got to keep going up.
Yes.
Regardless. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
And then he said, pray that your flight be not the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world, to this time, no, nor ever shall be, except those days again should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Those days of tribulation, because of God's elect, they'll be crying out to God. And God will hear their cry. Now, I want to take you to one other scripture in Revelation before I close. Revelation chapter 10 and 13. I want to show you something here. I've showed this before, but I want to. Go to chapter 15 first, then we'll come back to chapter 10. Three verses. Chapter 3, verse 2, I want to show you as a people that overcome the beast. How many want to overcome the beast system?
Hallelujah.
Then I said, well, I'll be in heaven. Well, we might be. Some of us might be, but I hope to be here.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Verse 2, I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire. And them that had gotten the victory, and the word victory is overcome, over the beast, over his image, over his mark, and over the number of his name, which means they're overcome. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
They've come over something. Something didn't come over them. Notice. And they stand on the sea of glass having what? Come on. The harps of God, verse 3, they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty, just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Now, did you notice something here? In this verse, it said they come over the beast. They come over the image, the mark, and the name. They were overcomers. They overcome that.
Amen.
Now,
yeah.
Turn to Revelation 10. Revelation 10. And look in Revelation 10. A few verses here. He said, I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, that this is the glory of God. A rainbow was up on his head. You go back to chapter 4 and you see that's the Lord. His face was as it were the sun. How many know the Lord's face shone as the sun in Matthew 13?
Yeah.
And so were the sons of God. His feet, come on, as pillars
of fire.
Now the feet, he's the head tonight, isn't he?
Yes.
And we're the feet.
Right.
And the feet are like pillars of fire. The feet represent the church walking through tribulation.
Oh.
Hallelujah. And the pillars of fire. He's making some overcomers, some pillars tonight. Revelation 3 says. Now, verse 2. And he had in his hand a little book open. He set his right foot, come on, upon the sea. And he put his left foot on the what?
Earth.
On the earth. lowly. And notice, pride with a loud voice as when a lion roars. I mean, oh, he's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
Yeah.
Glory. And notice what it says. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Well, you come on down to verse 7. How many know this is the seventh angel talking here?
Yes.
What am I saying? I'm saying to not, he has a foot coming. Now look in Revelation 13. And before we do, I want to remind you, this one foot is on the sea, one's on the earth. Now look in Revelation 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rise up out of the sea.
Yes.
Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
And yet that angel put one foot on the sea.
Uh-huh.
What's that mean? That means there's a foot on the beast's head.
Right.
Then in verse 11, look at verse 11. And I beheld another beast coming out of the earth, which means the other foot was put on the earth, on the false prophet ministry.
Yes.
What am I saying? There's a foot coming, going to overcome the beast and the false prophet at the end of the age.
Hallelujah.
I will be one of them.
Amen.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Let's stand. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have to fear the beast market, Father Glenn said. It's real. It's there. But thank God, God's got a mark.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tonight.
I see the blessing of the Lord over you and with you, and the Lord's hand is stretched out toward you. His blessing and his goodness is outstretched to you tonight. And the Lord says, worry not and fret not, but know that he's heard your cry. As he heard the cry of Moses in the Old Testament there, he's heard your cry. And those things that you've asked God recently, God said he's going to answer them shortly. And the Lord said that he's covering you with his glory, and the Lord's going to change some things even in your theology, the Lord says. And he's going to change some things that you thought could not be changed. But God said, you'll see them and you'll believe them because of the belief. Hallelujah.
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 Come on, let's pray. Hallelujah.
Know that the Lord is with you. And the Lord said, you stood the test and you stood the ground. And because of your faithfulness, God said, I'll never withhold any good thing from you. And the Lord said, walk softly before me and humble yourself before me continually. For I've blessed you with old age, and I'll continue to bless you as you walk upright before me. And the Lord said, trust me with all your heart, and you'll see the goodness of the Lord come forth in your land. For God will not forsake thee, and God will not forget your cry as well. And the Lord said, I put a gold chain upon your neck, upon your will, even as I had a chain put up on Joseph. Back there in the book of Genesis, I put a gold chain upon your neck. And the Lord said, I put rings on your finger and bracelet for your arm. I have not forgotten you. I'm going to bless you in this hour. And I'm going to call you forth to do my bidding. Said the Lord.
Glory to God.
Yes, you come. Let's keep our eyes on the Lord. Come on. Keep our heart on Jesus tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord touches your hands tonight. The Lord strengthens your body. And the Lord takes away the weakness and replaces it with strength. And the Lord touches your bones as well. I hear this. Oh, yes. I command the enemy to take his hands off your bones in the name of Jesus. I rebuke any weakness there in the bone structure, Lord. But he said, I'm going to remove the trouble. I'm going to remove the scales from your eyes as I did Paul of old. And God's going to show you some new things. And the things that God shows you will astonish your heart. Because in the night season, the hour, laying upon your bed, God's going to speak some things to your heart. And he's going to confirm some things to you. And he also says this, fret not, those troubles are vanishing away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise to Jesus. Praise God. God, the Lord says to you, because of your faithfulness and your stand with the Lord.
God is putting a belt of truth upon you, my son. And God has given you eyes to see in this hour and a heart to understand. As I've said, with all you're getting, get understanding. God has given you understanding from this night forward in a dimension you've not yet received, but God said, receive it, it's yours.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Come on, let's praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 Feel the blessing of the Lord God is upon you tonight. Hallelujah. And God's changing the circumstances around about you, in your home situation, as well as with friends and other people. And God says, fret not, my son, because the change that's coming is of me. And God said, I'm cutting the cords of the old things, the old past. It's over. It's done. It's been consumed. It's destroyed. God said, it's over with. It's a new day for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Lord goes into your body. He touches your stomach tonight. He strengthens you in the female area. And He goes right down to your feet. And I see your feet walking in many places and going many directions for the Lord. And I say, oh, hallelujah. And I see the fire of the Lord coming upon you and consuming the dross and burning things out and yet replacing that which is God. So the Lord says, fret not, worry not, for I'm going to consume, but yet I'm going to fill you with me. Hallelujah.
Come on,
praise
God. Come on,
let's praise God. Let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want this mother here. Brother, I think this is Brother Jack's church. What's his name, Jack?
Jimmy.
Jimmy. Come here, Jimmy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Reach your hand up to Jimmy. Jim Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord said, Jimmy, that you have a capacity to hear from Him, that you have a desire to hear the voice of the Lord. And you'll hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk in it when you turn to the left and when you turn to the right. God has not forgotten your cry. God shall speak some new things to your heart. God shall show you some new things, my son. For truly I have seen the desire of your heart. And I will fulfill that desire in this hour. And know that the Lord is opening up a door for thee to go through. It's a situation, I don't know exactly what it is. But God said there's a door open for you to go through. And God said when the door opens, go right through it. But notice this, there's many adversaries with it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, let's pray. Know that the Lord is with thee, and that the Lord's mantle is upon thee, and the Lord's goodness is within thee. As my goodness came upon Moses, my goodness comes upon thee. For I surround thee with my presence, with my power, and my perfection. Walk thou, my son, humbly before me, and know that God has heard your cry. God has seen your tear, and God just bottled up your tears in this hour. For truly the Lord just reach out to thee, and the Lord just show you things to come. For in the night season, God shall speak and God shall reveal. God shall show you a vision. God shall show you the dream. So my son, rejoice. Know that He's with thee.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's reach our hands to God and say, God, mark me.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Mark us, Lord. Mark us with your word.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.